Hi, this is Stephen Fearing. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home on CJUM. All the finest of the finest came.
Sunday came down to city. Getting gone was the only way she knew. Far from the whispers and the rumors of what else was a small town kid to do. Found a place out on the east side, just a room at the Sugarland Motel. You could call it lost if you wanted. Sonny called it trying to find yourself. Sonny's dad was one hard ticket. A mother was a hard ticket's wife, spent most of her days keeping her head down and getting on with her hard ticket life. She said, Sonny, just as long as I can remember, you were born a mystery to me. Little boy standing on the corner of who you are and who you want to be. Here I got some money I've been saving. Take it now before I change my mind. Take it now for every year I've been slaving. It might help to pay for the life you hope to find. Truth is a thorny ramble. You gotta walk that lonesome road all by yourself. Heaven help the desperate soul who gambles on living their whole life with someone else. Me and Sonny been together since the autumn, and we take each season one day at a time. 'Cause I believe that you smoke 'em if you got 'em. And you live the life that makes you whole inside. You live the life that makes you whole inside.
Oh, absolutely incredible music there from Stephen Fearing. Welcome to Tell a Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here till 4 o'clock playing you the good stuff. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio. And hopefully we'll spend some more time talking about that coming up a little bit later in the show. But man, I had to start off with something from Stephen Fearing. Went to see him at the Times Change the other night. With a bunch of friends and listeners, and man, what a show! Unbelievable. You know, I've been going to Stephen Fearing for over 25 years, and I don't think I've ever seen him with a band before, other than Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. And he had assembled it's the same band that recorded his record, really, with some minor exceptions. And it was amazing. It was Scott Nolan on bass, Christian Dugas on drums, Jeremy Russo playing the piano and the accordion, and Andrina singing like a bird. It was outstanding, and they did the record front to back. Steven did a solo set to start out the night and played a bunch of cool things, including, oh my God, some guy from Dauphin yelled out, if you play Thrasher, I'll make you pancakes. And Steven was like, what? You know, Thrasher's not in a song and stuff. And he hasn't done that song in like, you know, 15 years. And the guy's like, yeah, you just got to come to Dauphin to get him. So I don't think that the pancakes worked out. But oh my God, Stephen Fearing played Thrasher at the Times Changed. That's something I never thought I'd see again. Oh, what a week for live music it's been. Oh, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. You know what? I love this new record so much. I might have to play you one more. This is kind of an interesting one. It ends off the record. And I guess I'm kind of glad I went to the show because I'm learning things about this record. You know, I've had a download for a little while, but the download, it doesn't come with the liner notes, right? So I went to the show assuming that I could pick up a CD and read the liner notes, but he didn't have any. So we all just had to give money and write down our address and hope that a record shows up one of these days. But luckily, he told us a bit about some of the songs, including this one right here, which it turns out was written by Scott Nolan. Now, Stephen Fearing, he's one of the greatest songwriters in Canada. He doesn't need to record other people's songs. He's got enough great songs. So, you know, if he's going to go and record somebody else's song, it must be a pretty special song. And I think this one qualifies. It caps off the record. The album is called The Unconquerable Past. It's brand new from Stephen Fearing. And hopefully one of these days we'll get a CD copy going. In the meantime, I think it officially comes out on your streams and stuff on the 15th. Yeah, something like that. Dial it up because it's outstanding stuff. So here's one from that record. Brand new music, Stephen Fearing, written by Scott Nolan. Tell the band to go home.
There's a piece of my heart no country can claim. All I have in this world is my word and my name. And if I am so lucky to see you again, well, I'll be the fortunate one. There's a place in my mind, and it never forgets, where forgiveness might be all that we get. If there's peace in this world, I ain't found it yet, but still I'm the fortunate one. Oh, bring us your tired, your hungry, your poor. If this isn't privilege, then what's it all for? When I stumble, heaven forbid I forget that I am a fortunate one. There's a piece of my heart no country can claim. All I have in this world is my word and my name.
This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robison.
Thank you. Am I dreaming? Or is this just how we're living now? Refuse to wake, 'cause I have never been this close. You always think I'm leaving before I've had the chance to stay. Darling, it'll be okay if you look me in the eyes. If you look me in the eyes, I sang now. Don't be afraid of the fire, babe. I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath. When the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe, my love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And there's so much revealed where you take the time to know me for who I am. God, just who I am. Don't be afraid of the fire, babe. I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath. When the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe, my love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? I was in the dark the day that I met you. Now you expect me just to forget you. Act like the fire never burned. It was my solstice, my refuge. Sitting on the sun, I was so nervous to let you share with me this pain. Reason I don't take a day off. My intentions, they were pure. I'm just a beacon for chaos. That fire ever burn, just let it burn. I said, if that fire ever burns, just let it burn. I sang, don't be afraid of the fire, babe. I'd never let you burn. And all these bridges we cross, all that water underneath. When the ashes of lost love make it hard to breathe, my love, if we burn, would you burn right next to me? And is it safe to say you are? Oh, babe, you're the flame, the fire, but most of all, you're the spark.
It's a breakneck Monday morning, and I can take it slow. Pour cream into my coffee, fresh from off the stove. I replay my favorite saddest song to remember how it goes. Or pick up where I left off with last night's episode. If you're interested, I could tell you more of a benefit of being alone. Each day I work a little bit on plans of my own. I book flights to places I've always wanted to go. Listening to records, monophonic stereo. Crawl into bed and check for unread messages on my phone.
I'm walking down this two-way street. All my friends are in the bar. And I was thinking about what you said to me. Oh my God. Drunk and in love. Good to be drunk and in love. Don't feel good to be drunk and in love. Now all my friends are. Tell me how to mend a dizzy heart. I thought we gave up on second chances. Care for where you end. Girl behind the counter, she's just laughing, singing, oh my God. Drunk and in love, feels good to be drunk and in love. Don't it feel good to be drunk and in love? Now everyone. The whole world's a tiptoe. The whole world's a tiptoe. Oh, girl, keep on twirling around the sun. Outside it's just stormy weather, and without you out there I'm up to no good. Without you I'm just up to no good. Drunk and in love, it feels good to be drunk and in love. Don't it feel good to be drunk and in love? Wish I could. Wish you and I could be. Wish you and I could be.
Ah, popping up out of nowhere. Finally, we get to hear this. He's been talking about it for a while. That's our pal Joe Nolan. From something new that's coming out called The Rootsy House Sessions. He recorded a bunch of songs solo acoustic in Sweden this summer, in April, I guess, not quite the summer. And they're being pressed on vinyl, and I'm told the vinyl, we're going to have to hang on for the vinyl. It's going to be a while, but digitally released on Friday the 15th, coming up. And man, oh man, that's beautiful. And it's also got the German super hit Looking for Your Heart on that record. Very exciting stuff. Go to the Bandcamp, joenolan1.bandcamp.com, to order up your copy of the vinyl. There's only 100 of them being made. And man, I had to get one instantly. Can't wait to get my hands on that. I guess I'll have to wait. But we'll have more of that acoustic stuff to listen to on Friday. Very exciting. Holy cow. And before that, something brand new from Rose Cousins. She's got a new record called Bravado. I don't think it comes out till like the new year or something. Not for a while anyway. First single, The Benefits of Being Alone. That sounds pretty good. Pretty good. Rose kind of lost me a little bit last little while, but that might have me back in. Sounded pretty good. And before that, long-awaited new music from Winnipeg's own William Prince. He's got a new record. It's called Reliever, which is such a weird title. Somebody's going to have to explain that one to me. Reliever. It's coming out in a while, but the first single is called The Spark. there. And there you go. Brand new from William Prince, produced by Scott Nolan here in Winnipeg at the Song Shop, as was the record we heard before that, The Unconquerable Past by Stephen Fearing. We heard Scott Nolan's song, No Country. And you know what? When I was digging up that new Rose Cousins song, I found this cool cover that she did. And I think I might have to play that for you. Can I slip in a couple of covers? Do you mind? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's my show. I can do whatever I want. All right. You know what? I got to play this one because I bet there's some people who still haven't heard this. In fact, Trish was asking about it at the Times Change the other day about this record. So I know that there are people who have never heard this record. And oh my God, is it great? Well, it's got some great stuff. It's a tribute record, so it's got some unnecessary, boring stuff, of course, as all tribute records seem to do. But it's also got some absolutely stellar stuff. But this is my favorite, and I'm telling you, I just there was definitely something in my eye when Stephen Fearing played this the other night. Because man, I love his version. I love his version so much, and I love it more than the original. Don't tell Neil I said that. It's gorgeous.
Planting in the full moon, they had given all they had for something new. But the light of day was on them, they could see the thrasher coming, and the water shone like diamonds in the dew. And I was just getting up, hit the road before its light, trying to catch an hour on the sun. When I saw those thrashers rolling by, looking more than two lanes wide, I was feeling like my day had just begun. Where the eagle glides ascending on an ancient river bending through the timeless gorge of changes, where sleeplessness awaits, I searched out my companions who were lost in crystal canyons when the aimless blade of science slashed the pearly gates. It was then that I knew I'd had enough, burned my credit card for fuel, headed out to where the pavement turns to sand, with a one-way ticket to the land of truth and my suitcase in my hands. How I lost my friends, I still don't understand. 'Cause they had the best selection, they were poisoned with protection, there was nothing that they needed, nothing left to find. They were lost in rock formations, or became park bench mutations on the sidewalks, in the stations, they were waiting. So I got bored and I left them there, they were just dead weight to me. It's better down the road without that load. Brought me back to the time when I was 8 or 9. I was watching my mama's TV, that great Grand Canyon rescue episode. We'll be right back. glides descending on an asphalt highway bending through libraries and museums, galaxies and stars, down the windy halls of friendship, to the rose clipped by the bullwhip. The motel of lost companions waits with heated pool and bar. But me, I'm not stopping there. I got my own road left to hold. Just another die in the field of time. When the thrasher comes, I'll be stuck in the sun like the dinosaurs enshrined. Then I'll know the time has come to give what's mine.
My name is Bob Fuzz. I was born in Texas, Lampasas County, back during the war. Smallpox and Comanches took most of my family, left my poor mother, my brothers and me. So I headed north to ride for the blockers. They were contracting herds on the Montana range in the spring of the year 82. Old Lampasas with 2,000 steers for the little bighorn, crossing our trails. There were many grain rivers all to be crossed. In the cold rolling waters and the wild plunging cattle, there was many a young man took leave of his life. Still see them swimming, boys. I can still hear them running. I came off of the trail when cowboys was king. My name is Bob Fudge. I died in Montana. Thank you.
best job I've ever had. You spend half your time tuning them and the other half playing out of tune.
Hi, I'm Mike Plume, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Winnipeg.
It's the best job I've ever had. Guitars make life bearable. There ain't another job in the world comparable. For every hero who took a stand and died in a far-off land, help our children to understand on Remembrance Day. For every hero who said goodbye and left behind a blushing bride, his mother's heart still fills with pride on Remembrance Day. Off to war, remember what they were fighting for on Remembrance Day. For every hero who in battle fell in a field or raining down with shells, it's their story we must tell on Remembrance Day.
Yes, Remembrance Day tomorrow, right? Tomorrow? Yeah. There's Mike Plume. Had to throw that one in there for you. A little commemoration of the day, I suppose, coming up tomorrow. Got a rather intriguing message from Mike Plume the other day. He sent me a message that said, "Jeffrey!" exclamation mark. So I fired back, "Michael!" exclamation mark. And then nothing, just nothing for a couple of days. Okay, nice to hear from you, Mike. And then all of a sudden, puck drops Friday. Like, what? He's recording a new record with the Mike Plume Band. Not just any Mike Plume Band, the Mike Plume Band. Dave Klim, Ernie B. I think Ben's on bass. Recording a new record. Mike's got this new... I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling you any of this stuff, so don't tell him I told you. I mean, he wouldn't mind, I'm sure, but maybe I'm not supposed to tell you. He's got this record deal. He's a major label recording artist all of a sudden. And so I guess he's got the money to fly the boys in and make a record. Oh, my God. My head's spinning. Got to see the boys together in June. It blew my damn mind. Oh, so good. So good. Oh, yeah. Anyway, oh, yeah, back to the set. We played a bunch of covers in there. Before Mike, we heard Coulter Wall with a cover of Ian Tyson's Bob Fudge from a new little EP Coulter's got called Coulter Wall and the Scary Prairie Boys. Before that, we heard Rose Cousins covering Prince, I Would Die for You, along with Bear's Den. We love the Bear's Den. And Christoph Vanderwen, Vanderven, whoever he is. And that kind of snuck out along with their new single. And off the top, Stephen Fearing with his version of Thrasher from Borrowed Tunes, a tribute to Neil Young, the first one. And yeah, there was another of those Borrowed Tunes records, but it was terrible, terrible, except for the Atlanta Lewandowski song, which saved the day. But the rest was terrible. Anywho, where were we? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it for that little cover set. We got to talk. Oh, boy, we're running out of time here. Got to talk about big shows coming up. First of all, speaking of big shows tonight, it's the Cranky Festival finale, the Prairie Kitchen Party. It's going to be a hell of a good time. Get yourself down to Crescent Fort Rouge United Church. All kinds of stars and luminaries in town for this thing to celebrate the life of Mitch Podolak. And it sounds like it's going to be one hell of a good party. And remembrance of Mitch tonight. So you want to get down there to the Cranky Festival. I can promise you that. And a couple of other big shows coming up this week. Well, three actually. And they're all on the same frickin' night. Oh my God. It's so depressing. You know, there's not much on my calendar this week, except for All on Thursday, when things just get crazy. There's all kinds of stuff going on the same day. It's maddening. So I can't see it all. In fact, well, I can only see one, really. But on Thursday night, first of all, our friend Connor here from Dagwood Radio, he put together this amazing show called Moonlit Melodies out at Fort White Alive, and it features Jacob Bradovsky and Two Crows for Comfort, and Lana Winterhalt all there Thursday night at Fort White. That'll be a great time. It's too bad I can't go. And later on that evening, and I guess I theoretically could make it to this, but let's be honest, I can't. This band always comes to town on a night when I can't go. It's like I'm meant to never see them in Winnipeg. Luckily, I got to see them in Alberta when I went to see Mike, actually. But coming up Thursday at the Goodwill Social Club, it's the return of this band. They're called Ultimata, and they're great. Go check them out. Late.
Oh, Hey, this is Christina Martin, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Jeff rocks. When you're scared of the darkness, let it hold you. Wrap its arms around, show you the light. Take a walk in a cold, dark field. Bring your soul. Make a fire.
Christina Martin returning Thursday to the Sunset Saloon for the first time in like 6 years. And man, oh man, I got to see them earlier a couple of weeks ago on their Homeroots tour. And those two are sounding so great together. That's her and husband Dale Murray, of course. And they've been working really hard on their harmonies and the show together. And it's just, it's an incredible thing, really. You're going to adore this show. You got to come Thursday. Sunset Saloon. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all the details. Tickets and RSVP are available on Eventbrite, and we'd love to have a full house. So come on out, check that out. That's when the Where the Dark Meets the Light. That's co-written by our old pal Matt Epp there on the wonderful Lie record. Before that, We heard something from Ultimata from their album Dirty Rain. Gotta thank Allison Green for helping me to that band. Oh, man. So good. I saw a Ghost last night. They're playing at the Goodwill on Thursday night, which means working stiffs like me can't go, which sucks. And also, like I said, check out Fort White Alive if you're into that kind of thing. Our pal Connor will be out there, Dagwood Live. We got to take a break. More pre-recorded goodness coming up after the break. Stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.